There was a time when you could be forgiven for thinking that table tennis was invented in Nigeria. On every street across the country, you had to come across at least one table tennis board. From the 1960s to the late 2000s, Nigeria dominated the African continent and Commonwealth of Nations in the sport. Then, the country parodied unbeatable players like Babatunde Obisanya, Atunda Musa, Yomi Bankole, Titus Omotola, Olawumi Majakodumi, all feared by opponents across the world. Unfortunately, for a sport that brought the country such recognition, has not transcended into a major sport, leaving the country exposed to long-suffering rivals who are determined to catch and surpass Nigeria's dominance. Good evening and welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the program, we take a look at the current state of table tennis in Nigeria and if there is hope of a golden future. I am Niyi Okwadi. We'll go for a short break and we'll be right back. Welcome back from the break. You're still listening to Sports Planet. Joining us now is one of Nigeria's table tennis legends, a man who won many medals for Nigeria and also retired as an undefeated national champion. A former national coach who also coached many other Nigerian legends like Bose Kafo, Atunda Musa and many others to international stardom. Babatunde Obisanya, welcome to Sports Planet.
It's a pleasure being with you.
In recent years, table tennis has suffered a decline of sorts. There are hardly any local tournaments and our former dominance is being challenged. What could be the reason for this?
All I can say is that I'm aware a solid transition was set for table tennis in Nigeria in the past years. And people who are coming to the administration of table tennis have been doing a lot to make sure that they improve on the standard they met. But unfortunately, this time around, we have a different set of people on board, and they've kind of not been able to raise their heads, above the water. In the sense that they've not been able to reach out to people who perhaps can help further develop the game of table tennis. And that's the fact that one or two adverts have been given to them. They seem to kind of not responding to these advices and wanting to do things their own way. And of course, the whole attitude is having a negative effect on table tennis, not only at the national level, at the continental level, and also at the world level. It is only a hope and prayer that the people in the administration, or people in the federation, will take a critical look at the present situation of table tennis and try to seek advice or find solutions to making sure that the game is back to its normal standard, that is, making sure that we control the whole of Africa and also making an impact at the world level.
Since your retirement in 2009, many followers of table tennis are clamoring for the Nigerian Table Tennis Federation to employ a foreign coach. Do you support this call?
If the player federation feels like contacting or consulting a Chinese, a Japanese, or that kind of a thing, it will not be out of place. But honestly, let me tell you, what we are looking for in China or Japan or Taiwan is available in Nigeria. Why not let us look inward and look for people who can help, develop the game technically and also help to train the trainers, and thereby spread them across the nation, and then eventually the game will develop. If a Japanese man comes here, or a Chinese man comes here, that kind of a thing, the amount of money you are going to give him, and if he doesn't have the necessary support of the local people there, he may not succeed. This obviously, he will definitely not succeed. Because Nigeria is a difficult terrain to work for with any foreigner, and especially in the game of table tennis. A Japanese man, a Chinese man, cannot cover the entire 60 states of the federation, talk less of the local government. So basically what I'm saying is that there are people who can help do this job inwards and make sure the game develops, because people have done it before. When we were making this impact at the continental world level, it was not the Japanese or the Chinese that was doing it. It was just a group of people who have passion for the game, who are committed to the game and making sure that the game develops. So the same thing, I'm still very sure that the same kind of people are still available in the country, if only they are called upon to render their services.
Finally, how do we overcome the factors that have led to the decline of the popularity of table tennis so that we can kickstart a revival, at least for the sport?
I think there are so many factors responsible for this. And I think the government itself, is not making it as a matter of policy to make sure that students at the primary and secondary school level take sports as a kind of priority. Because I will remember that some of us were introduced to some of these sports in our early days, you know, right from primary school, right from secondary school. And as at that time in the old Western region, we're having something like Greer Cup, Manual Cup, you know, that maybe in football or athletics. And we're having, of course, you know, table tennis competition, Olowu Cup, you know, majorly donated by the Olowu of the then old Western region, which was keenly contested for. And like in the schools that time, we're having schools like the Ionian schools. You know, Ionian schools are made up of schools like Bano Grammar School, Jebode Grammar School, Madi College, Owo, and a few other schools, you know, under the umbrella of the missionaries then, who came together and formed Ionian schools. And there was this kind of, you know, interaction among students from all these schools at the, you know, school level and at the inter-school level. And the commission then was keenly contested for. We were able to get the best out of the boys and girls, that is, the students in those days. And that was what, of course, led us to, you know, gaining a prominence in sports in general and table tennis in particular. So if the government and they can go back to this grassroots development, and it will go a long way in helping to develop most of our sports and most importantly table tennis.
We've been speaking to the legendary ex-table tennis player and coach, Babatunde Obisanya. It was an honor having you on our show, sir.
Once again, it's my pleasure speaking with you.